This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. 50 years ago, the Federal Fair Housing Act banned racial discrimination in lending. But today, African Americans and Latinos continue to be routinely denied conventional mortgage loans at rates far higher than their white neighbors. Disparities were exceptionally pronounced in 61 cities across the nation, including three here in North Carolina. That was true even when controlling for applicants' income, loan amount, and neighborhood. The findings come after a year-long study of millions of Home Mortgage Disclosure Act records analyzed by Reveal, part of the Center for Investigative Reporting. WUNC data reporter Jason DeBruin has been working on the project and joins me now. Welcome, Jason.
Good to be with you.
Which three cities in North Carolina had pronounced disparities in these loan approval rates?
So the cities were the Greensboro High Point area, sort of in the Triad, and then Greenville and Rocky Mount out east. But I should note that inequality existed across the entire state. It was just these cities were highlighted because that's where the inequality was the greatest, and that's where there was a significant amount of loan applications. I won't get too data heavy, but here's some macro numbers that you might be able to chew on. Minorities made up only about one quarter of all loan applications in North Carolina in 2015 and 16, but they accounted for one third of all denials. And so in some areas, minorities are seeing their loan applications denied at two or even three times the rates of their white neighbors.
You took a look at this data at a more local level. What did you find then?
Yeah, much more local. The first thing I did was I combined the census tracts into counties. And what you see right away is that sort of along the northern ridge of North Carolina that borders Virginia, and then certainly along the eastern part, there were just really a lot of inequality in terms of home loan application denials. That was true sort of in the Pitt and Edgecombe County areas. I know we highlighted Greenville and Rocky Mount, but certainly also true as you went south, say towards Robeson County.
What's causing these geographical differences?
So that's a much trickier question to answer. Certainly, it's not like banks can put a sign in their window that says we don't lend to minorities. Some of the problems, aren't specifically redlining as we may have seen 50 years ago, that banks would circle on a map with a red pen neighborhoods, primarily neighborhoods populated with many minorities, and they would just completely ignore those neighborhoods. They wouldn't even consider an application from somebody within that red line. That doesn't exist anymore, or largely doesn't exist anymore. The racial disparity these days is often far more subtle. I mean, there's just an inherent privilege of being white. And so when you walk into a bank to apply for a loan, there are benefits that you have on its face. Banks have branches only in areas that are not populated with many minorities or don't employ many loan officers of color. And so people then feel a better familiarity with white folks that come in to the bank as opposed to people of color that they don't see as often or who potentially have to drive much further and out of their comfort areas to even file a loan application in the first place, let alone be approved. It's noteworthy that there are laws that mandate fairness in lending. And I spoke with Nikitra Bailey with the Center for Responsible Lending, and she called on regulators to do more.
There are fair lending laws that make it clear that every bank that participates in mortgage lending has an obligation to further fair housing. So we need to see some questions from regulatory bodies asking, why aren't we seeing African Americans and Latinos better served by the conventional space and the mortgage market?
What's the long-term effect of these unbalanced lending stats?
In one word, it's wealth. So much of our wealth is tied to our home. It's our largest asset. It's what gives us good credit. It's what helps us, borrow more money down the line. So if I want to send, for example, my kids to college, likely I'm going to have to take out a loan. Well, if I have a house and have owned a home for, 10, 15 years or more, it's much easier for me to get that college loan. Same is true if I'm trying to take out a small business loan or really any kind of borrowing. And that just does not exist if you don't have a home in the first place. And, that's why we're seeing the wealth gap. The income gap is shrinking, slowly, but it is shrinking. But that wealth gap is only increasing, where now whites tend to have a wealth of 10 or even 12 times higher on average than minorities. And it's tied so directly with this ability to get a loan, to buy a house, and then build your wealth.
Jason DeBruin is WUNC's data reporter. He analyzed loan reports from 2,000 census tracts across the state. Jason, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
You can read more about the investigation and check out several interactive graphics at WUNC.org. And you can hear more on Reveal Sunday evening at 6 here on North Carolina Public Radio.